This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for this first hour. Boy, oh boy, just another crazy week in these markets. Fear, panic, whatever terms you want to use. That seems to capture the investors, everyone's attention here, day after day. Wild swings both up and down, but no doubt that there is a bias to the downside. I hope everybody has been listening to the daily editorials throughout the week where we cover the daily moves and make sense of it all. On this weekend show, we're going to try to take a step back and look more broadly, big picture-wise, at what is happening here. I am kicking off the show with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of The Felder Report. Now, Jesse, as I mentioned, fear, panic, whatever terms you want to use, these markets are really making history in many different ways, unfortunately, in terms of negative type of history. What are some of the main factors that you are watching here, trying to ignore just the insane volatility day to day?
Yeah, well, it's really funny. The last time you and I spoke, Corey, I think we recorded on February 19th, the day the market hit its high right before it reversed. And I was just astounded at how much euphoric buying and call options was going on, selling of volatility, despite the fact that there's growing signs of recession. And one of the things I had been tweeting about through the in mid-February was the insider selling, corporate insider selling, was just off the charts. I go through this stuff every single day, and I kind of get a feel for, you know, just daily flows of selling and buying on the part of corporate insiders. And, you know, while retail was buying hand over fist, you know, Jeff Bezos offloaded 2 million shares of Amazon, and that was just the beginning. There was massive insider selling across the board. I think, you know, then we saw the fastest correction in history over the next week. You know, here we are a couple weeks later after that, and now I'm seeing all this, a lot of this insider selling dry up. You know, today, actually reported yesterday, was only a handful of sales, which is pretty rare. And I'm seeing a big expansion in insider buying, which you would think would be kind of a bullish signal for the market, and it may be in the short term. I do think we're due for a short term rally, but when you look deeper at which companies are we seeing insider buying in versus which ones are we still seeing selling in, you're seeing buying in energy and in financials. I mean, energy was crushed this week, absolutely crashed, demolished on Monday. And that's where we're seeing some buying in the midstream companies and the oil and gas producers, and in some financial stocks. And so these would be considered value stocks within the market. And you look at this value to growth downtrend that we've been in since 2007. It's been one of the most painful periods for value investors in history. I don't know if there's ever been a 13-year period where value investors have suffered anywhere, you know, close to this. So to me, this looks like insiders are not betting on so much a big rebound in the market as they are a rebound in this value to growth downtrend that we've seen for a very long time.
So, Jesse, does that mean that you're seeing or you think there could be a general shift here in the type of investing that investors do, that this shakeout could be enough to swing some of this passive investing trend and some of this simply throw it at the broad averages and forget about it? Is that all changing?
It could very well be changing. I think a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of money has come out of active management, and that's really a risk to this market. And I think it's one of the reasons why value stocks have gotten so hammered so far this year and last year, you know, recently, is there's just no active money out there to buy these things, no matter how cheap they get. And it's astounding to me. There's several stocks that I watch that are like, you know, ridiculous bargains. You could never imagine, you know, being able to buy companies this cheaply. But there's just no active money out there to put money to work into these names. And so, you know, they fall out of the indexes and they're just left for dead. But at some point, I think you're right. I think the money that's gone into passive is going to flow back the other way when they realize in a bear market is really when active managers shine at reducing risk. And there is some, you know, you think about value investing, and to me it comes back to the three words, margin of safety, that Ben Graham wrote about, you know, almost 100 years ago. And that's really, margin of safety shows its value in a bear market. And so I think at some point, yeah, investors will discover, you know, rediscover this concept of, hey, you know what? When I buy something that's cheap, not only am I enhancing my returns because, you know, when cheap stocks return to fair value, you make a good return, but I'm also limiting my risk because when I buy something at a discount to its net asset value, how much cheaper can it really get? You know, I like to say a margin of safety. If you can buy something for 50 cents on the dollar, and even if you're wrong in terms of your analysis, turns out it's only worth 50 cents, how much did you actually risk in making that investment? And it's just a concept that's been tried and true for a long, long time and has been really kind of just abandoned in recent years. But investors will return to it at some point.
Yeah, I assume they will, but boy, oh boy, these investors were just chasing kind of all the shiny, high-flying stocks, and they were riding those higher for almost a decade, but now a bit of waking up needs to happen as these markets are really shaking a lot of people out. Jesse, can we also look ahead to what everyone is assuming is going to be another rate cut from the Fed? We've seen central banks continue to try to support these markets. Even the Bank of England came out with a rate cut and kind of a stimulus package at about the middle of this week. But the one argument being that this coronavirus, if it does keep spreading, this isn't a financial issue. This is a health issue, which can bleed over into economics and into the financial system. But do these central banks have the ability, in your eyes, to slow down this crashing market or instill some sort of confidence or calm in investors' minds?
They really don't, and that's actually becoming consensus right now. I think that's why the markets are, you know, have panicked in the last few weeks, is they realize, you know, we essentially, so many investors have counted on the Fed put more than ever before. You know, that if markets go down, the Fed will save us. And this is a scenario where the Fed doesn't have that ability. The Fed put essentially expired, and that's freaking market participants out. But what's probably going to happen now is that the Fed will cut to zero. I think markets are pricing in a 1,000 basis point cut now, which is remarkable. So the Fed will have to go back to zero, and then it'll be on the fiscal authorities to try and do some type of stimulus. You know, Trump was already talking about it earlier this week that he wants, you know, some type of a payroll tax cut. You know, Democrats in Congress are talking about something. They're talking about it in Europe. All over the world, there's this consensus now that we have to turn to fiscal stimulus because monetary stimulus can't really help us anymore. They basically, you know, run out of ammunition. And like you said, this is not so much a financial crisis where, you know, the wheels of commerce have been gummed up by some type of a financial shock. This is something totally different. And this is more of an economic crisis. You know, that has to be dealt with in a different way. So the Fed will do what they can, but it's going to have to come from the fiscal side. Some sort of, you know, like federal, you know, sick pay or, you know, something you're going to have to come up with to try and support the economy through this.
All right, Jesse, we're wrapping it up there. Again, we're just trying to focus a little bit less on the fear and panic that's in the market and make sense of where we could be when hopefully this coronavirus starts to dissipate a little bit. Jesse, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Corey. You too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that conversation with Jesse Felder. Boy, oh boy, these markets just continue to be crazy. I am chatting in this segment with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, we are chatting late through the day on Friday. I feel like I really need to preface when we're chatting because of just how volatile everything is. Let's start off with the gold market. Gold is getting just crushed today. Same with silver. Silver's down $1.30 today, almost 9%. But first and foremost, gold trading as we're recording this at about $15.15, which is almost $200 off the high of really not that long ago, just a few days ago, a week ago maybe. Doc, what do you have to say about just how much gold is getting crushed when fear has entered the market?
You kind of expected it, Corey. It's had a nice run, and I thought it was possible. In fact, we may even go lower than this. So that one surprised me at all, Corey. When you get sell-offs in a broad market, by the way, it's not over, they sell everything. And as many mentioned, there's margin money involved and people are just raising cash. So this isn't surprising. We're not going to rebound out of this right away, by the way. We may get some more sell-off. And then we're going to consolidate, and we may be in a lower range for a while. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
So, Doc, let's just quickly recap what's going on Friday here when it comes to U.S. equity markets. They have had another volatile day, but something like the Dow is up almost 800 points right now. It was up 800 points earlier, dropped almost all the 800 points, but it has, again, rebounded that much. The argument had been that there's so much fear and worry in these markets that when a rebound came, it would come in some of these safer assets. But yet, today, we're seeing the rebound on in terms of risk on, but risk off. Bonds, gold, they are just getting crushed. Where's the discrepancy here on, well, what's happening on Friday?
Well, you know, months ago, and in fact, it was almost a year ago, and possibly longer, that I mentioned that eventually I thought we would have a coordinated move in as far as moving down in both the bond market and the stock market, which is not often the case. But as some have pointed in the past, we've been in this bubble for years, and I think the bond market now is at risk as well as the stock market, and that's the worst of all worlds. But when you get it in an extreme credit cycle like we've been, you can almost expect it eventually. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a massive sell-off of all asset classes. But in the end, the one that's going to own the markets, I think, is still going to be gold. You're even seeing it in Bitcoin now, which to me is just speculation. I don't see value in Bitcoin as far as safe haven like I do in gold.
Oh, in all fairness, Bitcoin was also selling off too and not showing any safe haven allure there. So, yeah, it's a tough argument for Bitcoin. Let's quickly touch on silver, though, because silver is also crashing. As I mentioned, it's down almost $1.40 today, trading right around $14.50. Where do you see silver going for here? How low could silver go?
That's tough to tell right now. Right now when you have such a flux in these markets, it's so hard to put a bottom on them. And especially with silver being an industrial metal, it's a lot harder to play than actually gold. And we might have seen a short-term bottom, though, in silver. And I wouldn't be surprised if both gold and silver, next week we start to see a little bit of a move up here. But I think the carnage in silver is almost over. I think we could get down to about maybe $13.50 in that area, possibly. But I don't see it breaking down below that, Corey, at all. Not at this point as far as what the charts are saying. They're not saying that to me. So we should be fairly close to the bottom in silver here, but maybe $13.50. I think that would probably hold.
All right. right, Doc, let's look at some of the gold stocks, because GDX is getting hammered today. It's down over 6%, looking at trying to break that 20 level on the chart. But going to the flip side, GDXJ is actually up a little over 1.5%. Silver stocks, those are down over 3.5%. So a little bit of a discrepancy there between GDX and GDXJ. Overall, though, how much damage has been done to these charts?
A lot of damage. And in fact, I had some individuals that post on your blog, and some that don't, that email me. They have my email. And one asked me the other day how low I thought GDX could get. And I said 19 to 20. Well, we're not far off of that. I don't think we have much to go yet to get there. At the beginning of next week, we may move down a little bit more, and then I wouldn't be surprised if we get a rebound, and then we consolidate at that level for quite a while. I think April is still going to be a little bit problematic, although I don't see big moves down in April, because I mentioned weeks ago that I felt that we would have the best opportunity to purchase precious metal stocks toward in deep spring. And I think April and even this month are a great time to start buying. In fact, I started nibbling today. I just couldn't stand it. Some of these companies have sold off so much, so I started to take positions. But having said that, I think you're going to be able to take positions for quite a while as we move into the year, because I don't see a massive rebound in GDX or GDXJ. You might get a good reflex, and then you're going to come back down again. But it's going to be a great opportunity. This is going to be one of the best times ever to purchase these precious metal stocks, because if you look at a lot of them, Corey, they're washed out, and some of them haven't moved much today. I've noticed they've hung in there, and some of them look like they're double bottoming. So I think we're getting pretty close to the end of the sell-off.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for taking some time twice this week and now on the weekend show to share some of your outlooks for metals investors. It's no doubt been an ugly week for everyone holding metal stocks. It really didn't matter which stock you held. Everything got sold off. So hopefully, again, we see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. I've said it almost nonstop this week, and things have, unfortunately, just gotten worse. Doc, great chatting with you this weekend. Thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 363. The nays are 40. The bill is passed.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package with bipartisan support. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We thought it would be important to show the American people, to assure the American people, that we are willing and able to work together to get a job done for them.
The bill has now gone to the Senate. It includes various safety nets for workers affected by illness or bad business, In addition to freeing up billions in disaster funding, the president says the emergency declaration is aimed at cutting red tape.
We'll remove or eliminate every obstacle necessary to deliver our people the care that they need and that they're entitled to.
He did say that he will most likely get tested for the virus. Two Brazilian officials he recently met have tested positive for it. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am joined by Chris Temple in this segment. I think all of you know Chris very well, but if you don't, Chris joins me on a regular basis throughout the week for daily editorials, recapping market moves and what is significant. Chris, I wanted to bring you on this weekend show for a discussion a bit more focused on the precious metals and even dealing with the type of investors that are in the precious metal stocks. What we've seen over the last maybe month or two is that market volatility has also hit a lot of the junior exploration stocks, and with gold breaking out, we haven't seen a more or less comprehensive breakout in the underlying precious metal stocks, especially when it comes to the gold stocks. I know you and I have chatted about this sporadically through other interviews, but that's why I wanted to focus on it now, because I think this is an important thing for investors to understand. Take us through initially why you think gold stocks have not followed along, have not broken out when gold has actually set up a very nice chart and trended higher.
Well, if you remember, Corey, because you also get my newsletter besides the conversations we have on the KE Report during the week and sometimes on the weekend like this, it was almost 3 weeks ago to the day that the major ETFs like GDX and GDXJ hit their peaks, that I told people to start selling those. And also I told you at the end of the day, one of the reasons for that was that there was a beginning of margin calls that were starting to affect gold stocks as the overall market decline started to accelerate. People need to remember two things. First of all, that right now, when we have the stock market in such trouble and all the uncertainty and so forth, gold will go up or hold up fairly well in that kind of an environment, because it's one of the premier risk off assets. It's a safe haven for people to go into. But that does not automatically translate into gold stocks going up. And in fact, as we've seen recently, gold stocks got hammered along with everything else. And the reason for that, and I can't stress this enough, by and large, 99.5% of the buying that came in the recent past and drove not only gold, but for a while gold stocks higher as the overall stock market went higher at the same time, did not come from gold bugs. That money came from people that don't have this religious fascination almost with the sector and with gold. They were momentum chasers. They saw a legitimately good story in why gold and then gold stocks were going up, and they jumped on board. Well, when those things started to buckle, and more so, I think, when other stock investments that they made, most of them leveraged or on margin somehow or other, when we saw this decline of nearly a month now start to unwind in the markets, you start getting margin calls. And if you bought gold and gold stocks recently and you're looking at your portfolio saying, gee, where do I raise cash? You had some pretty nice profits for a while in a GDX or a GDXJ or whatever, and you started selling. So in this kind of an environment where you've got a rush for cash and liquidity, there's fear and so forth, gold stocks, you know, won't necessarily hold up in that, unless we were to have such a massive breakout in gold as a fear trade that they almost got, you know, had to get dragged along. But clearly that's not been the case to this point.
Well, now, Chris, also there was this argument or, well, discussion within the gold community over the past few years that these other sectors were distracting these investors that would otherwise be in these gold stocks. You had cryptos, you had cannabis, and when those sectors blew up, that money would flow into the gold sector. Well, we've seen those sectors, for the most part, blow up, and that money did not flow into the gold sector, especially into the gold companies. Where was the disconnect in this whole argument?
Well, I think the disconnect in the whole argument was, again, you were hearing these arguments as an excuse from gold bugs who just were in denial, from their Pied Piper gurus who are always trying to sell them something and don't understand markets or don't want to understand markets, and they were feeding them this. I'm not saying that there was no validity to that argument, Corey, because yes, a lot of money was chasing what was hot, whether it was the cryptos, whether it was cannabis. But frankly, when you look even during that time of the last few years, before you saw for a while at least a broader recovery in the junior mining related companies and the exploration companies, legitimate projects got all the money they needed. And this is something that I think especially some of the more promotion oriented precious metals gurus just don't want to admit. Because I'll say from the get-go, and I wrote about this in my latest special issue on the gold space, which if anyone in our audience wants it, just send me an email. I'll send it to you free of charge, and it goes into a lot of these details. We already had a situation where if you go back, and I'll make a quick comparison to uranium. When uranium crashed after the Fukushima Daiichi accident in 2011, virtually every exploration-related company based in uranium went bust, or they changed their focus to lithium or cannabis or kumquats, whatever they thought was best for them. Very few companies stayed around. When you had the nasty bear market, however, in gold and gold juniors from the peak in 2011 through 2013 and so forth, very few in relative terms gold-related companies went bust. They should have. They now are going to. And one of the things that will separate the wheat from the chaff is who is out there that is putting money to work in these companies and was still putting money to work in these companies even when you had a lot going into cannabis and cryptocurrencies. Look at where the smart money is going.
Exactly. And you know what? There were some companies that performed very well during that bear or at least boring market where stuff went sideways, and they did get funded. So there are a lot of excuses that some of the gold bugs use as to why the market isn't moving. Chris, generally wrap us up here with what could change this mentality for the precious metal sector, for the investors that are in here, considering that gold, yes, it has been performing well, but seems to have a little bit of a stopping point or a little bit of resistance at 1700 right now.
Well, look, gold itself, Corey, as I said a few minutes ago, it's entirely a fear trade. That does not raise gold stocks necessarily unless you had a big technical breakout. We race to all-time highs, then gold stocks, at least the big ones, probably get dragged along regardless of what the overall market does. So in order for things to change, we need to get past the present economic fears, deflation fears that are still out there and that are still manifesting themselves. We don't know how or when that's going to happen. It won't take years. It'll probably take months. And when we find a bottom, you know, whether it's, as you and I talked about earlier in the week, whether it's 2,600 on the S&P 500 or all the way back down to another key level, all the way down around 2,350, which was the worst trading level of the Christmas Eve massacre in 2018, wherever we end up, if you have a definitive bottom put in for stocks, number one, and number two, the COVID-19 scare is arrested in a variety of ways, or at least mitigated enough to where all of the negative fallout of that economically is already pretty much factored in, and we get the policy responses that will endure from the central banks and policymakers to where we start to see other things bubble up, that's when it's going to be safe again to say, okay, now we can get back into the better mining stocks. Now we're going to see the broader investment community get back in.
All right, Chris, we're going to wrap it up. Interesting conversation. I think there's a lot to understand with the investors, their mentality, and what is still driving a lot of money flows, which is still restricting a lot of money into going into at least some of the smaller gold stocks and even broadly gold stocks in general.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell them it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am wrapping up this first hour with Joe Mazumdar. He's the editor over at Exploration Insights. Now, Joe, we are going to continue to focus on the precious metals sector and recap some of the recent notes that you have sent to your subscribers. First comment, though, regarding the kind of broad-based selling that is hitting a wide range of markets and also carrying over to precious metals stocks. Are you, in a general sense, seeing this as just a great opportunity to pick up some of what you think are the higher quality companies because selling is kind of indiscriminately hitting everything?
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me. Okay, let's just go in terms of background. Like, the last significant crisis we had was probably 2008, the global financial crisis. And so if we look at the markets in terms of volatility and take a look at the VIX, the volatility index, you know, it spiked up on Monday about 30% and hit, you know, over 54. And this is close to the peak during the global financial crisis in October 2008 of about 59. You know, and that's – much of that is driven – by, you know, the spread, the COVID-19 virus, you know, graduating from being just a local issue in China, which is bad enough, to something that's hitting a lot more countries and potentially being a pandemic and coming into the States now, you know, the major economy in the world. Much of that is what's impacting the markets and driving the S&P 500 down. But in combination, now we've had, you know, a 25% drop in the oil price to about $30 a barrel, with the move between the Saudis and the Russians, a little bit of a bantering between the two that's negatively impacted oil price. So we got both of that happening at the same time. And if you look at that CNN Money Fear and Greed Index, I mean, just at the end of the year, 2019, it was close to its peak, which is close to 100, and now we're sitting close to its nadir, which is zero, it's at around four. So that's how quick things can change, and that's exactly what happened in the global financial crisis. And so, you know, when I worked for Newmont during the global financial crisis, as soon as we thought we were going to be impacted, the biggest thing we were all thinking about was the balance sheet, controlling capital expenditures, money outflow, restricting it, you know, because we didn't know if we could borrow any money and what the cost of borrowing money would be. But in a short couple of months, you know, that turned around with the gold price such that, you know, we were looking at M&A at that point because we saw some other companies like base metal companies that were highly undervalued that, wow, you know, if we were interested in diversifying, there was huge opportunities. So that opportunistic feel from my experience then, in 2008, is basically what I'm taking right now with my subscribers.
All right, Joe, let's discuss a little bit about these majors. You even alluded to what it was like when you were working for the majors during the financial crisis. But what's different right now is that the gold price continues to perform, testing that $1,700 level. You even sent a recent note to your subscribers outlining the fact that a lot of these majors, if not all of the majors, are still using around $1,200 an ounce to calculate their reserves. If they change these estimates or how they're calculating their reserves by using a higher gold price, they can bring on a lot more reserves. How does this impact at least the view of majors and how stable or attractive an investment they are?
I would say, like, any reserve calculation and business plan takes a lot of assumptions embedded in it to say what makes money. So when I was at Newmont, you know, the biggest exposures were obviously the gold price, you know, oil prices, and also FX, Australian FX rates. So those were the big things that we watched for. And so if we just look at two of them right now, gold price hasn't gone down like it did during the global financial crisis. So they're still making a significant amount of cash flow right now based on their reserve prices of $1,200. But also, like Newmont, they're assuming $60 per barrel of oil. It's now $30. Like, I'm not saying it's going to be $30 for the entire year, but, I mean, that's a, you know, that's a 50% drop in their cost input. And we know that, you know, these companies use a lot of fuel. Barrick used about 4 million barrels of diesel in 2019 to fuel all its mines. So if they use the same numbers as Newmont with respect to $60 barrel input, you know, that's 120 million barrels. I mean, a high level number. Just to give people an impression of, you know, the magnitude of the cost savings that could come for the big companies. And so you've got the cost savings, and also your revenue line still looks good with respect to, the gold price. And now also you've got, you know, some FX benefits, because like in resource rich first world countries that are having issues selling commodities to China, you know, whether it's oil, whether it's iron ore, aluminum, what have you, you know, their currency is going down. So their local currency, local gold price, and, you know, quoted in their currencies, is actually going up. So there's a little bit of a perfect storm for gold companies, I think. But, you know, the risk is right now, logistically, with the COVID virus, travel, all this other stuff might, you know, impact productivity in 2019, but the potential for each ounce produced in terms of margin seems to be trending positively for them, I would say.
Now, that's a key point, though, is that if these majors are going to be making even more money, even though they might not produce as many ounces if this coronavirus does slow down some of their production, then their balance sheet should be stronger, and they should look more profitable. They will look more profitable. How do you see this, or do you see this, impacting the M&A environment for, well, filtering down to mid-tiers and even juniors, balancing out the fact that, yes, these companies could be building up more cash and doing better, but they also have these other deposits that they could potentially bring back onto their books?
Yeah, so the option for a lot of these companies is to look at, you know, hey, I'm booking reserves at 1200. Let's just take an example like Newmont. So they've got, after the Goldcorp acquisition, end of 2019, using $1,200 gold price, they've got about 100 million ounces of reserves. And we're not even taking it to current prices, but even if we say $1,400 gold, their reserves go up 10 million ounces without batting an eyelid. And that's not acquiring them. They're already there. They're all, you know, they just actually just become reserves. The issue is, do they want to go back there? Like, what triggers a change in pricing for them? Because what they're trying to do is avoid impairments that they took in the last 10 years. They don't want to do that going forward. The investors they're trying to attract are these generalists that are really looking for dividends. So they want a company with stable balance sheets, generating free cash flow, with the ability to maintain a stable dividend policy. And so if you do that, you don't really want to increase your price of reserves every time the gold price goes up and then have to decrease it again and then take an impairment. You want to basically show people not potentially a production growth profile, but a production profile that's not necessarily growing, but stable, that generates significant free cash flow at a lower gold price. So it can only generate more in a higher gold price environment. So if that's the model they would follow, then if they continue to use $1,200 gold, then the stuff that they own right now that doesn't make sense at $1,200 won't make sense. And so the M&A might be to find assets that work in that $1,200 reserve price. Because if they start thinking I can increase the gold price of my reserves and they have valid projects that make sense, then, you know, that might, impede some M&A, at least for the big companies who are right now, let's face it, more into divestments.
All right, Joe, we are going to wrap it up there. Thank you for sharing, really, a lot of your insights that you have been sharing with your subscribers. I always enjoy reading over your newsletter, and if anybody has any follow-up questions for Joe regarding maybe any companies or this general theme that we are discussing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I appreciate everybody for tuning in on this weekend show and for everybody who continues to come to our website and podcast throughout the week. It's been a crazy couple months, and it does not look like this is slowing down. So very important right now to stay on top of your investments and try to make light of what is happening out in the financial world. Joe, thank you for your time. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.